Welcome back to My Doggy Says. Here once again to help you understand and build a closer relationship with your dog. The host of My Doggy Says, Fred Haney.
Welcome back to the My Doggy Says show, where we try to improve our dog talk skills and build better relationships with our furry friends. We're trying to be dog's best friend, and we're brought to you over the Doggy Appreciation Network. In the remaining three segments of the program, we're going to be talking with Ted Schneck of Dog Cancer Ride Across America. He's spent 96 days riding his bicycle 4,281 miles. According to his website, to honor one amazing friend, and we'll get Ted to tell us about that a little bit. Does your dog talk to you? If so, this is the program you want to listen to. We work at understanding our dog's communications and building stronger relationships with our dog. If you'd like to join the program, please call in Phoenix. The number to call is 602-277-KFNX. And outside Phoenix, it's 1-866-536-1100. Ted's been on the program before. He's a friend of the program. Ted Schneck, welcome back. We're just delighted to have you here again.
Thank you, Fred, and you're a great friend of the Dog Cancer Ride Across America, so I appreciate being back.
Well, Callie and I love what you're doing. Tell us where you are now and where you stand in your ride.
The timing is perfect. Today, we arrived at our destination in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I got to go swimming in the Atlantic Ocean after a 4,281-mile bicycle ride.
Congratulations. That's quite a feat. Some of our readers may not have heard our first interview. Remind people where you started and how long this has taken, and talk a little more about your last day or two here as you approach the finish line. That must have been pretty exciting.
It was very exciting. We actually began back on May 25th in a town called Astoria, Oregon, which is right on the Oregon coast, and it seems like literally today, Fred, I had to fill out a form for the hotel that we're in, and I forgot my home address. That's how long it's been that I've been on the road.
96 days is a long time.
It's we ended up, the count ended up being 102. So
okay.
I've been on the road for 102 days working our way through, and we kept little delay here, a little delay there, rainstorms, car problems, all sorts of great things. But I tell everybody that if you want to accomplish great things, that sometimes you have to overcome great obstacles. So we were pushing all the way through to try to raise money for these dogs to help them fight cancer. And like you said in the introduction, to honor the one dog, my dog Marty, who I lost last year. And as I was riding in today, I kept thinking, it was pretty emotional for me, actually. I was looking at his picture, which has come with me all across the entire ride, and just thinking, I hope that I did you proud. I hope that I made you proud by what I've done. Because he was a great, great teacher, a great soul. And like I said on the website, I did all this to honor him and to help the dogs.
Talk about Marty a little bit. What kind of dog? What did he look like? What did he do? Why is he such an important part of the story?
I always called Marty the Wonder Dog, just ever since he was a little puppy. He was an amazing creature. He was a Lab Terrier Spaniel mix. And the funny part about him was, I don't know if you remember and the listeners remember, back in the 1990s, there was a show called Mad About You. And there was, when I first started trying to get a dog, I had been a corporate lawyer for a long time, and I just couldn't take care of one because I was working so many hours. And then I quit, and finally I had the time and the ability to bring a dog into my life. And I went out looking, and people kept saying, well, what type of dog would you like to have? And I kept saying, just like in that show Mad About You, I said, I want a Murray dog. And everybody kept saying, Murray's a mutt. There's no such thing as a Murray dog. And I went to a kennel, a really nice kennel over in Los Angeles that's a no-kill shelter. And what they do is they're called the Amanda Foundation. And what they do is they take dogs who are on death row and who are about to be put to sleep, and they go and find the most adoptable of the dogs, and they bring them into their shelter and keep them for as long as necessary until they can find a new home for them. And they actually had adopted Marty's mother when I showed up. And so Marty, fortunately, had to go through, you know, being in, you know, the SPCA and being on death row. It was his mother that had been in the shelter. But when I got there, there were these adorable little puppies, and I went to play, and this one little boy and three of his sisters, and just getting beaten up constantly by his sisters, and he jumped on my lap and started licking me, and I fell in love instantly. And then when I asked the kennel what his name was, because they had named all the dogs, they said, "Oh, his name is Marty." And all I could think was, well, everyone says I can't get a Murray dog, so this is as close as I'm ever going to get.
As close as you're going to get. I'm going to interrupt for just a second and tell our listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the My Doggy Says show. I'm your host, Fred Haney, author of the four-time award-winning book, My Doggy Says, Messages from Jamie. And we're talking with Ted Schneck, who's from the Dog Cancer Ride Across America, who's actually spent 102 days, I need to correct my notes, riding his bike across the country, 4,281 miles, to honor his dog, Marty. Ted, there are a lot of ways that people can find out about your bike ride and make contributions to support your efforts. One in particular is a pretty special website with lots of pictures of dogs. You want to tell us about that and tell people how they can find that website?
Well, the main website for the ride is dogcancerride.com, and that's the primary website where people can learn about us and what we're doing. But the really special part of it is what we call the Map of Heroes.
Yeah, and that's where I was wanting to point people.
Absolutely, and that's at mapofheroes.com. You can also get there through dogcancerride.com. And the Map of Heroes idea came up very early in the ride. Actually, as we started planning it, we were putting together just a big map of the United States to show everybody where we were going to go as we crossed the country. And we came up with the idea of, let's cut the map up into little pieces, and let's basically sell the map. So we're selling the map of the United States, but not to make money. Well, yes, to make money, but all for donations. So for a $35 donation, we have people put tributes to their dogs, and the dog can be sick or healthy or living or past. And we've got about 250 tributes on this map. It's really a pretty beautiful thing.
And one of those is my former pal, Jamie,
the
subject of my book. If people want to see a picture of Jamie, they can look at the golden retrievers in the Los Angeles neighborhood. Jamie's just sticking out in the ocean a little bit. And I just thought it was a lovely idea to do that. It's such a sweet way to honor dogs, and I think your idea of making them heroes is pretty spectacular.
As far as I'm concerned, they're all heroes, especially if they're, you know, there to help other dogs get treated. I mean, you just look at them. In one way or another, every single dog in our lives is a hero. You know, whether they're sick or healthy or whatever they've gone through, they're always there for us. And, you know, and they're always there for the other dogs, so absolutely. And we're proud to have your dog on the map, too.
I'm impressed that you're able to maintain that as you travel across the country. I think you've got a pretty good support team.
We do, actually, although one night about a week ago, my support team is basically a one-person staff, and he does it all. His name is Ian Pope. And he drives my car for me and makes sure that I go every place, you know, get to the hotel safely, and picks me up out of thunderstorms and things like that. And he works on the map, and actually one night he spent all night working on it. When I woke up the next morning, I discovered he'd been up until 8 in the morning making sure everybody's dogs was on the map.
Work of love there. this is the My Doggy Says show, and we're talking with Ted Schneck of the Dog Cancer Ride Across America. He's just finished a 102-day ride, 4,281 miles across the country. Don't go away. We'll be back with Ted after this short break. The My Doggy Says show.
Your dog's actions may speak louder than words. Welcome back to My Doggy Says, here again to help you become a better listener with your best friend, the author of My Doggy Says, Fred Haney.
Welcome back to the My Doggy Says show, where we try to figure out what makes our dogs tick and how to build a stronger bond with them. We're trying to be dog's best friend, and we're doing it over the Doggy Appreciation Network. Our guest today is Ted Schneck of the Dog Cancer Ride Across America. Ted's just finished today riding his bike 102 days, 4,281 miles, to honor his dog, Marty. Ted, it's just great to have you back on the program. Let's go back to the beginning here a little bit and explain to our listeners how you got started on this whole idea of the bike ride, and you actually wrote a book before you started the bike ride, I think. Where'd all this come from? What happened with Marty that made you want to do this?
You know, when Marty first got sick, I barely even knew that cancer existed for dogs, and I certainly knew hardly anything about what to do with it. And, you know, I just remember at the beginning the vet telling me that there was absolutely nothing that I could do to help, and basically saying, yeah, you've got 3 to 6 months, and just start saying goodbye because there's really nothing we can do. And I remember how helpless I felt, and just, you know, I felt all alone. And I got very lucky, frankly. I'm a friend of a friend told me about a pet shop where she said, why don't you talk to this pet shop owner? And the owner basically said, look, don't, you know, ignore what your vet just told you. Just listen to what I say, and we're going to help your dog. And through following what she said, along with learning a lot from, you know, working with vets and nutrition experts and supplement people, we were actually able to get Marty to live for 18 months. And it was just, it was a world of difference going from feeling like, you know, I was helpless and there was nothing I can do to knowing that I was in the middle of the fight. And it just made all the difference in the world, so that when I finally did lose Marty, I was ready for it and he was ready for it. And so many people started asking me what I was doing for Marty because they wanted to get the same results for their dogs, that somebody actually said to me, you know, you've got to just write this down for them, put it in a book. So I wrote the book Curing Canine Cancer, which is available online at curing-canine-cancer.com. And people started getting results. It was amazing. I started getting letters from people just saying how incredible that, you know, their vets thought that their dog had no chance at all, and, you know, was saying things like, we have one friend of ours, friend of the ride, whose vet told him his dog had 1 month to live. And his dog is now on month 11 by following the you know, the natural treatments that we talked about. And, you know, I was getting letter after letter like this, but I was also getting letter after letter from people saying, please, we're desperate. We want to do what you're teaching, but we don't have any money for it. Can you please help? And, you know, it just finally became too much. So I just said, okay, we got to do something to at least try. And somebody gave me somebody dropped the seed in my head. And we said, okay, we're going to ride a bicycle across country and see how much money we can raise to help these dogs.
You'd done some bike riding before, hadn't you? I think you'd actually ridden across the country before, hadn't you?
No, I've never ridden across the country.
Oh, not that far.
Okay. I had done two charity rides back in the 1990s that were each from San Francisco to Los Angeles, so about 570 miles. And so, you know, I've ridden in the past. The funny thing is I'm not a bicycle rider, really. So I did these two rides back in 1998 and 99, and I have barely been on a bicycle since then. And now today, as I'm riding in, I was just saying, you know, we're heading up to New York, and I was sort of pondering, could I ride out from New York City back to my parents' house on Long Island? And I looked at the map, and I said, oh, my God, it's only 25 miles. That's like 2 hours. That's nothing. You know, whereas literally 6 months ago, I would have looked at that as, oh, my God, what am I going to do? There's no way I can do that.
That's great. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the My Doggy Says show. I'm your host, Fred Haney, author of the four-time award-winning book, My Doggy Says, Messages from Jamie, How a Dog Named Jamie Talks to Her People. And there's a picture of Jamie now on Ted's map of heroes. I'm proud of that, along with about 250 other dogs We're talking with Ted Schneck of the Dog Cancer Ride Across America. Ted, just today finished a 102-day ride, 4,281 miles, from Oregon to Virginia Beach to honor his dog, Marty. Ted, I'm sure it's a red-letter day for you. Congratulations on finishing the ride.
Thank you so much. Except you're not quite finished.
Well,
actually, we were having such a good time doing it that we decided we're going to do an encore. So the funny thing is, tonight we took the rest of the day off. We went swimming in the ocean because we haven't seen an ocean in 102 days. And tomorrow morning I get back on the bicycle again. We've decided we're going to do an encore and ride up the coast. So I'm going to ride my bicycle from Virginia up to New York City, back home.
Terrific.
We started a campaign towards the end of last week, Fred. Basically, as you ride along, you're in the middle of nowhere, and it gets pretty lonely, and you start to wonder, you know, does anybody even know that I'm here? And so I sent a letter out. I have a list of about 12,000 people, actually, who have been affected. You don't even realize just how many people get affected by dog cancer until you're involved in a project like this. But I've got a list of about 12,000 people who have followed the ride through what we're doing. And I sent out a letter to them just saying, you know, excuse me, Fred, I'm sorry. I sent out a letter just saying, you know, as I ride along, I'm always wondering. And the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Oak Tree just keeps going through my head. You know, I'm coming home, does anybody care? You know, but I started thinking, well, you can't tie a yellow ribbon because nobody lives in Virginia Beach, not the people on my list, at least. And so I was thinking, well, what else could we do that would be symbolic and easy for people to do? And so I just asked everybody to reach into their wallet and pull out a $1 bill and put the dollar bill in an envelope and just mail it over to the charity that we're raising money for, Giving Globally. And just to show me that you care, I figure everybody can take $1. It doesn't really hurt all that badly. So I tell everybody, for $1, the price of a stamp in 30 seconds, just show me and show the dogs that you care. And so the encore is just an opportunity, you know, figuring, okay, we're done now, but let's give everybody one more week where they can reach into their wallet, and we're going to do some, you know, more media campaigns and things like that to try to get that. So this is the first step of our encore, Fred, me and you tonight.
Now, I think people can also participate in your Tie Yellow Ribbon program online, isn't that right?
They can, and if you just go to the website, thedogcancerride.com, we've got right at the top of the page the Tie Yellow Ribbon button. And absolutely, you can either mail a dollar, and the address is right there on the website, or there's a link on the website, and it takes you right over to PayPal, where you can just through your credit card or your PayPal account donate. I mean, really, we're just asking for one single dollar. And my hope, I would love to see like 10,000 people, you know, just to give $1. I think that would be an absolutely amazing experience. And just think of how many dogs we could actually help with that.
Well, I'm sure some of our listeners would be glad to do that. Say the website again.
It's www.dogcancerride.com. And again, you'll see the Tie Yellow Ribbon campaign right up front and center. So it's 30 seconds, $1, and the price of a stamp.
Well, tell people a little more about your website, because it's really a fun site. It's packed with a lot of content. I'm looking right now at the map of heroes. But tell people some of the other things they can do on your website. There's some video there, which is fun.
Absolutely. We are, you know, we're, the whole point, I tell everybody that the ride itself is probably, you know, one of the less important parts of what we're doing. The real important part is getting the word out to people, letting them know, one, that there's a problem. Two, actually, there's information on the website to help people prevent dog cancer as well. So we have a bunch of tips for people because, you know, I keep telling everybody, you know, if I was going to try to help all the dogs out there who are coming up with cancer, I'd be riding my bicycle, you know, Forrest Gump-like, nonstop.
So we're coming up on a break here, Ted. A lot of good content on the website. Ted will be with us after the break. Ted Schneck from Dog Cancer Ride Across America. It's the My Dog He Says show. Don't go away. See you after the break. We'll be right back.
body language? Facial expressions? They're not just for humans anymore. Author Fred Haney says his dog Jamie talks to him. And now to continue the canine conversation, author of My Doggy Says, Fred Haney.
Welcome back to the My Doggy Says show. I'm your host, Fred Haney, author of the four-time award-winning book, My Doggy Says, Messages from Jamie, How a Dog Named Jamie Talks to Her People. If you're a person who has a special relationship with your dog, this is the program for you. If you'd like to call in and join the conversation in Phoenix, the number to call is 602-277-KFNX. And outside the Phoenix area is 1-866-536-1100. There are other ways to participate in the program, and I want our listeners to know about our website, www.mydoggysays.com, and the blog at mydoggysays.com/blog. We're getting these interviews up as podcasts. Right now they're on the blog as MP3 files, but in another week or two, they'll be set up as a podcast so you can actually subscribe on iTunes. So that's a way you can listen to the show if you're not available to tune in at 8 o'clock on a Wednesday night. We're talking this evening with Ted Schneck of the Dog Cancer Ride Across America. Ted, just today, finished a 102-day grueling bike ride, 4,281 miles, across the country to honor his dog friend, Marty. Ted, welcome back. It's great to have you back on the program. Your map of heroes up on the my computer here. I wonder if you could just walk us across the country a little bit and tell us about some of the dog heroes that you encountered along the way and how you hooked up with them. I'm sure you met lots of dogs and lots of fun people. There are some great pictures on this map. You might tell people how they can go look at the map of heroes on their own computer, but walk us across the country a little bit and tell us about some of your favorite pals.
Absolutely. Well, the good news and the bad news is that the map of heroes you can find at www.mapofheroes.com. The bad news is that I can't look at it right now because our internet connection is not working.
Oh, no.
But I'm getting a bit of an echo. Are you hearing an echo or no?
It's not bad. We're okay.
The funny thing is, as we started arriving in Virginia, everything started breaking down. And we got hit by Hurricane Fay as I was going through North Carolina. And my phone got so wet out in the rain that it started shorting out on me. And just like every little thing, tires started falling apart. And, you know, we limped on into North Carolina. I'm sorry, into Virginia. But we're happy to be here.
So
we had some amazing experiences, though, going across country. We put out a letter when we first started the ride asking if we could meet people, just because we wanted to make that a part of the ride and share some of the experiences of some of the dogs out there. And we got back probably 30 or 40 letters from people, and some of them were on the route, some of them were off the route, so we took everybody. We actually would change the route to try to find some of the people on it, and we met some amazing folks on the way. A couple of my favorites, back in Portland, we met this amazing dog named Humphreys, and he's a Basset Hound, and just, you know, you look at all these dogs, and the dogs that we met were all fighting cancer, and you'd never know it. They all have such amazing spirit, and this dog, my joke about the Basset Hounds is that they're all the dog and half the body.
Yep, and that part's all ear.
And the rest is all ears. But this was the most, you know, just amazing, playful, running around, you know, taunting his sister and stuff like that. And just to hear the stories about what everybody was doing. We met a dog at the very beginning named Zeke, who was a tripod, they call them. One of his legs had to be removed because of the surgery for the cancer. And just the spirit of life, this dog was still, they lived on this big hill in the backyard, and he would still run down the hill and chase things, and then he couldn't make his way back up the hill anymore, so they had a cart that they would bring down, and they would have to go down and get the cart and pull him back up. But he would play games up and down the hill basically all day long. Another, I think my favorite woman who we met on the ride is a woman named Fern Grashear, who lives in Columbia, Missouri. And Fern just was this huge supporter of the ride. She's 82 years old, and she has this beautiful puppy, this beautiful poodle named Miss Annie. And Annie died after a long struggle with cancer. And the funny thing was, she said, "Well, when you come visit me in Columbia, maybe I'll have another puppy." And I kept thinking, there's no way this 82-year-old woman is going to, you know, she's actually in a wheelchair, that she was going to, you know, actually go get another puppy. But sure enough, we showed up, and she had a 3-month-old puppy there with her, just this adorable little dog, you know, just running around, chewing on things and playing. And it was pretty amazing just to see her. And the puppy was Holly Ann, which is sort of a tribute to Miss Annie.
I think people who really are into dogs are just always going to have a dog around. I'm going to interrupt for a second just to tell anybody who just tuned in, you're listening to the My Doggy Says show. I'm your host, Fred Haney, author of the 4-time award-winning book My Doggy Says, Messages from Jamie, How a Dog Named Jamie Talks to Her People. And we're talking with Ted Schneck of Dog Cancer Ride Across America. He just finished today a 102-day ride, 4,281 miles across the country to honor his friend Marty. And we're talking about his map of heroes, which he can't get on his computer right now, but the map of heroes is really a fun website. He's got a very interesting website. It's mapofheroes.com if your computer's up in front of you. My dog and pal, former pal Jamie, is probably the one that's the wettest. Maybe not quite. Jamie's just at the on the beach, which is right where she ought to be, on the beach in Los Angeles. And Golden Retriever.
Was she a water dog, Fred?
She was a fantastic water dog. She her favorite thing to do was to swim at Lake Arrowhead. We have a second home there, and she would just absolutely love to get in the water and swim out and retrieve her frisbee, a little cloth frisbee. Ted, talk a little about the health aspects here for dogs here, and we've just got a very short minute, but just quickly, are there some what can people learn in order to avoid canine cancer, or help their dogs once they have the diagnosis? And we need to hurry a little bit here. We've just got a minute left.
Sure, and absolutely. And as important as it is to help the dogs, you know, who already have cancer, the only way that we're really going to be able to fight this is to prevent our dogs from getting it. They're predicting 1 out of 4 dogs right now is getting cancer, and really they're not. They shouldn't. It's not a dog disease. It's a disease that people sort of bring to our dogs without realizing it. One of the biggest things is pesticides and chemicals in the environment. You know, we're 5 feet away from them or 6 feet away from them when we're breathing, but our dogs are breathing them right in, and they're poisons. And so it really interferes with their immune system. And then just some other things really quickly are the foods that we feed them. Dogs need meat and protein in order to get optimal nutrition, but those are the most expensive ingredients. So many people are feeding dog foods that have a lot of fillers or byproducts in it that don't give them the proper nutrition. And then there are a lot of people, it's a little bit more controversial, but there are a lot of people who believe that when we over-vaccinate our dogs, that it confuses the immune system and makes them vulnerable to cancer.
Ted, we need to wrap up. Just quickly remind our listeners the website, how they can find your book if they'd like to learn more about this.
Absolutely. The book is available at curing-canine-cancer.com. And then if anybody wants to tribute or get their dog on the Map of Heroes, they can go to dogcancerride.com or mapofheroes.com.
Ted Schneck, congratulations on wrapping up your 4,281-mile ride. We're really proud of you. It's been great to have you back on the show. someday we'll do it again. Good luck with the ride up to New York. Be sure and tune in next week, same time, to the My Doggy Says show. In the meantime, pay attention to what your dog is saying. Do something about it, and remember the true meaning of woof. We'll be right back.